This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Played in Buffalo one time, and we beat them on the last play of the game. But you come off the field, even though you see a Buffalo fan, sometimes you can still throw him your hat or your wristband. You know, even though he's a Buffalo fan, surely he wants a Colts hat or a wristband. This 12-year-old kid was right there. I'm like, here you go, kid. The kid took it and he threw it right back in my face.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
That's the kind of fan you want, by the way. That's good loyalty.
They don't want your wristband. Sweaty wristband.
Go Bills.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is that kid telling that story? He was 12.
I hope so.
All right, Peyton Manning's here. Number of times Peyton Manning won a game here. It's not that many because...
No, it's...
Realignment? Is it two? How many times did Peyton Manning play and win a game here?
Ooh, he had a snow game here once where I think he left in the first quarter because it was like week 17. So that doesn't count.
It's got to be way more than two. I don't know why I said two. Because... All right, hold on.
Also, has anyone ever heard Peyton Manning referred to as the caveman? Because as I go to his Pro Football Reference page, that's one of his nicknames.
All right, so on his Pro Football Reference page, what years did he play?
98 to 2015.
Okay, you know what this is about to be? This is about to be a Pablo Torre finds out episode where we locate this individual that threw a glove in Peyton Manning's face.
This 12-year-old kid that whipped a hat back at Manning.
So between 98 and 2015.
Okay, so in his rookie season, he lost to the Bills in Buffalo. That's 1998.
2000, they lose here. 2001, they win here 30-14. 2003, 17-14.
That must be when they're still in the same division.
Yes, that's right, three. I've got how many wins for Peyton Manning in Buffalo? Another OT loss. I've got, is he done by 2021? I think I've got three.
Three wins total?
Three wins and, here where they're playing a game in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They beat the Bills in Buffalo in 2000.
Yeah.
Once.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2001,
mm-hmm.
And then actually that might be it.
You thought 98 was in there too?
98, yeah, they lost.
They lost that one, right. And then he also lost in 2010, but that's the game I'm thinking of. That's week 17. He comes out of the game like immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, not immediately. He threw 18 passes, but Curtis Painter also threw 17 passes.
Because it used to be you play the Colts, you know, twice a year and at home every single year. But then starting in 2001, the games here in Buffalo go 2003, 2010, 2015, 2017, 21 playoffs, and then 21 regular season. Okay. So
he says there, though, they won. The Colts beat the Bills.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Once the Colts...
So this has to be... This is probably early in his career.
Yeah.
It's 12 years old in, like, 98 or 2000. That kid now is going to be... almost 40.
It's 2001 or 2003 or 2000. Those are the three I've got.
So that kid is in his 30s now.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah.
And should know that that's like, you would remember doing that, right?
You threw a glove back in Peyton Manning's face?
I think you would remember that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't have a similar story, so I can't speak from experience, but I think if I had done that, if I had thrown a glove in Brady's face, maybe Brady would be different for this, but I think I would remember that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And well, Brady is also, there's something else that was thrown that is remembered.
Sure.
A little bit more.
Very memorable.
On the field.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Happy camp week. Bills go to training camp this week. First practice coming your way Wednesday. Here we go.
Did you look at the weather yet?
Yes. In fact, the weather is beautiful today, beautiful tomorrow, and then as soon as practice starts, it's going to be the surface of the sun.
Yep.
90s. As soon as they get out on the field, like, you live on Mercury now. That's how hot it's going to be. Yep. All right. Stay hydrated, everybody. Stay hydrated.
Patrick Hammer actually just tweeted out a graphic of Bills training camp, Pittsburgh, and there's the Bills logo up there, and then there's the temperatures. And on Thursday, they have to put what the record is for heat on Thursday. It's like there's the temperature, and then in the bar, this is what the record is, because I know you're going to be wondering it for how hot it's going to be. 94, by the way.
94. What is the record?
97.
Okay.
Could come close.
94.
First two, it's 87, 94, 84. Those are your first 3 days at training camp. 84 is fine, but hot. Real hot.
Especially hot if you're wearing pads and running and doing things against other large men.
Who will be wearing long sleeves in the 94-degree heat on Thursday? Somebody will.
Somebody. Well, good morning. Happy camp week. Jeremy and Joe. And eager to get there. Eager to get to training camp at St. John Fisher. Are they already having production meetings about Hard Knocks? Don't forget, of course, we are getting to our Hard Knocks era of our lives, which will be very exciting.
And that doesn't debut until, I believe, it's August 5th.
Yeah, that's right.
So you still have a little bit of time to go before that. But, yeah, they'll be there filming. I assume we'll notice the film crew.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I know they have cameras set up, like, when they're in the facilities and whatnot that I'm sure they don't notice. But on the practice field, like, cameras all around, HBO, like, I would expect their presence to be felt at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to have them this year. Like, I've never seen the Bills on Hard Knocks because they've never been on Hard Knocks. And training camp's great, and I'm getting a lot of questions from friends and family, whoever, like, what are you looking for? Like, what are you pumped up about in training camp? And it's like, all right, like, you know, there's a couple of things, but I'm ready for Hard Knocks to kind of, you know, multiply all of that by 100 this year, by getting to see more access or, like, real stuff than maybe you would see otherwise.
Yeah, we don't quite know what it will deliver from us. I mean, other teams that have been through this, what do you get? Mm-hmm. You know, you get the trip to the ice cream shop.
You're definitely going to get that. You're going to get the turkey burgers featured, probably, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. You're going to get lots of
St. John Fisher turkey burgers.
And you're going to get positional battles, and you're going to get, you know, players showing you a little bit of the spice of their life. Or maybe McDermott. Listen, here's one way to – I always wonder about this. Do the Bills – does Hard Knocks submit a list of, these are things we're thinking about looking into? And the Bills submit any sort of, oh, that'd be great. And you know who's really interesting is this player or this player. You know, if we have a guest on the show, sometimes when we're going to have, you know, player X over the years, someone from PR will say, hey, he's actually a hell of a golfer. Just, you know, to kind of ask him about this. Or, oh, did you know his brother does this? You know, something to kind of open up an interview and get things going. And I wonder what kind of collaborative effort there is from the Bills and from Hard Knocks in that department. Maybe it's Landon Jackson's going to be featured because of blah, 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 whatever it might be.
Ray Davis has a great story, Boys and Girls Club. Like, I would almost predict that he'll be featured in some way with his life. There'll be a few of those for sure. I want to see, though, like, you know, in McDermott and the Bills coaching staff comes off as very, you know, like, composed and compact, like, when the cameras are on. But, well, I guess the cameras will be on now too, but behind the scenes, like, how intense they are behind the scenes. Like, seeing a real difference, like, whoa, like, fans may be getting a first look at that. Like, oh, I didn't realize they were like this, like behind the scenes, like in a good way. Again, that's if you get that. I'm kind of assuming you'll get that. There could be a little less access. I don't know if that's really going to come to fruition because of the Giants thing from last year, and if the Bills actually will have more editorial control than teams last year or 2 years ago would have had. But I would predict you're going to see things in this that you would, like, in a good way that you weren't ready for. In that way. Like, how the coaches really, you know, operate.
Bobby Babich, Joe Brady.
Sure, yeah.
Everybody eats.
Brady
versus...
especially, because if you listen to Joe Brady in an interview, like, he seems very mellow.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, Babich a little less so, but even he turns it up, I think, once you see him on the field, and I'm sure that happens in the locker room, too.
803-0550, if you want to join in for training camp. I got into a conversation with the Bills roster over the weekend, and... you know, it got to be about one position that's interesting. Like, this is the time where people get their final 53-man roster predictions. Like, who's going to be the final 53? Or maybe we should call it the first 53. Who's going to be on the first 53-man roster? And, you know, how many different spots are controversial or how many different spots are really up for grabs? And you kind of get to about three really interesting position battles. Safety. Mm-hmm. Right, Cole Bishop, and then corner two, Max Hairston. And after that, I guess I'm working at which receiver is the fourth guy? Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel.
Yep.
And am I at backup quarterback?
Backup quarterback's going to be on the list.
What is there besides that? There's how do they handle the two suspensions, right? Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. I think that actually almost lines up to be a good problem to have because don't they have an extended tryout period slash runway for two players on their defense?
Yes.
So you're a team that might have a little bit of wiggle room because you are consistently an excellent team. So now Deion Walker and Javon Solomon, you get an extended runway for them until those two players come back. And it might not be those two specifically, but just... You know, for Hoyt and Ogunjobi, they joined the team in basically in week seven.
Right, because Hoyt is such a unique player that I almost would have a tough time figuring out, like, okay, who really sees an uptick in opportunity with him being out for 6 weeks? Like, watching practice and thinking, oh, this guy's getting the opportunity that Hoyt is leaving available. Like, Hoyt does things, or he at least has a versatility that nobody else on the defense has. Right, he's the chess piece, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Javon Solomon's not lining up at nickel corner, I don't think, on a given snap, and then going to defensive tackle on the next snap. That might be next though. Like that really is receiver four the third battle of importance on this team? Because backup quarterback is interesting, but backup quarterback's not playing snaps.
Yeah.
The fourth receiver is playing snaps. Like, he's not starting, but that's a person that's going to be on the field and hopefully helping you.
The only way I would say fourth receiver, it's almost like it's fourth, but it's fifth. Because are they going to have one receiver play special teams? Or is Laviska Shenault going to make the team and play special teams, meaning that either Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel doesn't make the team?
Yeah,
and in the case of Samuel, you're going to try to trade him? This is not me saying they're going to do that, but if they run the numbers like they normally do, you might see a special teams wide receiver. Could that be Jalen Virgil makes the team instead of Elijah Moore? Because
has Tyrell Shaver shown them something on special teams to kind of be the other big body?
And the again, like, you have to. This is so far digging into the roster to try to find something to watch. And injuries might change that entire arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was thinking about it this way, Joe, if let's say this does play out this way and Elijah Moore just doesn't make the team because they say we need a guy to play teams, special teams. All of a sudden, the Bills, when they signed Moore, kind of made a lot of people feel a lot better. You know, there's the big argument, the big dust up about the wide receiver conversation. And then the next day, Moore's here. Mm-hmm. And since then, I feel like Bills fans have slowly been moving towards, all right, well, this guy, he rounds out the group, and it's a nice group.
Mm-hmm.
And if they drop one off of that group for special teams, all of a sudden you might have a little bit of a doubt about whether or not they have enough.
Yeah, the two Do you want to know what the contracts are for those two players if it were to get to, oh, I wonder if they could move on from this? Elijah Moore, he has a $2.5 million cap hit. That's locked in.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut him, you could trade him, you can keep him. It's the same.
Yep.
It's exactly the same. Curtis Samuel, you want to trade Curtis Samuel at some point here in training camp? The Bills would save $7.3 million this year.
So like
off of 9.0.
So if Moore was great and they wanted to kind of crunch the numbers,
mm-hmm.
trading Samuel and giving a team a draft pick to take him, again, it's 6 a.m. on Monday before camp. It sounds like we're just trading Samuel.
We're doing cap dumps.
We're just kind of playing the numbers a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the numbers game at receiver might get interesting unless they're going to keep all five.
Which I still kind of think is going – that's the most likely outcome.
I do, too.
They're going to keep all five, and the receiver that normally plays special teams is going to come from the cornerback room or is going to come from the running back room or some other position is going to be the gunner than Matt Collins was last year. Or they'll – you know, you could see all five make the team, and then, hey, Tyrell Shavers is on the practice squad again, and we're going to elevate him during the regular season. And from the practice squad, he'll be active on game days, and, like, Curtis Samuel won't be. But it does kind of point to they can't all five really play meaningful snaps, right? Like, they all five can be on the field, and maybe the fifth guy, the fourth and the fifth guy can play a little bit. But if they keep all five... Like, maybe Samuel would be the biggest question mark for this. Like, what really is asked of him? What is his role? Is he playing enough snaps to even make a dent in the offense? If he's got Elijah Moore, Josh Palmer, and Khalil Shakir all above him?
Are you talking
and
about
Keon Coleman?
Like 10 snaps a game, 15 snaps a game?
Yeah, like, what am I really... Does it feel like it's even worth it at that point if Samuel doesn't kind of like? Is he the one that almost would have to stand out amongst the rest because he's got the contract that you can save a lot of money from? And I think the Bills still need to create a little bit of space, don't they?
Yep.
At least they've talked about that. And hey, if you want to make a move at the trade deadline, if you can free up $7 million right now and bank that for October when, oh, this guy got hurt and we'd really like to add another blank. Oh, let's go use the Curtis Samuel money on that mm-hmm. because we decided not to keep him around as our fifth receiver playing eight snaps. Like, that might end up being an idea. I don't want to say a great idea because I still like the player,
yep.
but it might be a real option.
And his teammates seem to like him a bit too, Samuel. He's got other teammates talking about the vibes he brings. So, you know, we'll see.
That is, so far, that sounds like third to me. Third among camp battles. Because who's playing? Your safety is playing. Your number one, your number two corner is playing a lot. And then there's a tier break. And then I think next is that receiver. Because there's no other battle I can think of right now where like that's deciding snaps once the season gets rolling without injury.
803-0550, our phone number. Richie in Eden is in early. Hey, Richie, good morning.
Oh, hello, boys. Good morning to you. So
morning.
A couple weeks ago, I was on X. And I saw this post, Name That Sigh, by that Sigh Doctor guy. And it ended up being the punter. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness. We have a punter battle no one's talking about. Two unnamed guys, this Jake something and Brad Robbins. And I'm thinking, what if it comes crunch time? These guys not only have to punt the ball, you know, we can get a shank. But they have to hold Tyler Bass's balls, too. And I don't know if they're going to factor in who's the better holder, who's the better kicker, but there would be nothing worse than having laces in for the AFC East title come December.
Yeah, thanks,
Richard. I'll hang up and listen.
The punter battle. They do.
I was just going to ask, how many Bills fans right now could even name who are the punters?
Jake Camarda. Brad Robbins?
Yes.
Yeah. Punter battle. We've been through a training camp where one of the more interesting storylines was, can the punter hold? We've done that before.
You know, it's funny. I just went to the Bills Our Lads page to look at their depth chart, and I didn't realize they have an H set aside.
A holder?
Yeah. Mm. There's place kicker, there's punter, and then there's also holder, which ends up just being the same person. But they do list holder as a spot, too. So I'm sure we'll hear a lot about that. That, like, who does Bass trust is a part of who they'll decide on that one?
The answer to that one is easy. Just don't punt.
Or that.
Just never punt.
Just don't punt?
Yeah. Just
You really be dissuaded from punting if, like, hey, if we had the punt here, it's Bass, and we have no idea how that's going to go. So we should go for it here on 4th and 6.
803-0550, our phone number. Camp week. Sal joins us at 7 o'clock. He's back. Back from a lengthy vacation, yep. Time off. Time in Italy. We'll try to get a recap, see how the trip was for him. He's back, 7 o'clock. Maybe Sal's one of the stars of Hard Knocks, you know? Why not?
He'll be in it.
I think we might all be more in it in terms of, like, you're standing on the field and the camera pans by somebody. Who knows?
Yeah, you're getting your poses ready for watching practice.
Yep.
The fingers under the chin, maybe, is the look.
I'm going to go out there with a intrigue. I'm going to go out there with a clipboard. I feel like that'll make it look like I'm a lot more intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're walking around, like, what was Jeremy holding a clipboard
holding
for?
The clipboard like this. And when the camera pans, like, that guy looks like he's
what's on the clipboard?
He's really focused on these positions. Ooh, hold on, I'm going to write something down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that,
He's just drawing a train the whole time. It's a doodle of a train.
That's right. Doodling.
It's his lunch order for later in the day.
We both have to have clipboards so then we can consult next to each other when we see the Hard Knocks
and
camera
then you point to, like, mine with a pen as you're, like, we're looking at, Yeah. Get this ready.
We turn and we just high five.
Yeah.
Performing for the cameras.
HBO comes over at some point. So what do you guys do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just yap.
We're just the clipboard. We're the clipboard guys.
We just yap in the morning about stuff. Yeah. We don't really do much else. So camp week. Welcome to camp week. The Open Championship, Scotty Scheffler dominates that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my take on the Open Championship briefly. Was it the most beautiful British Open ever played? It was gorgeous.
Yeah. Not what you'd normally want, though, right?
You want the wind.
You want gray skies and fighting the elements.
There's a part of that. It was gorgeous.
It was really beautiful, though. Yeah.
Was it the sunniest stretch of golf in the history of England, Britain, Scotland, Ireland?
Yeah, it was on a different island than what you normally get. But it was
absolutely perfect.
Yeah, sun per shot, like, was probably the highest it's ever been.
Lumens per fairway or whatever.
It really that when I went to Ireland last year, like, that was beautiful, and we got lucky with that. Like, if you can get that place with sun like that, I mean, in that course on the water, like, there's the shots of the 12th green that's, like, on the water with the cliffs in the background.
Yep.
So yeah, that's hard to top. That's really hard to top.
Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Meanwhile, the Duster Challenge was this weekend as well. At Glen Oak, the guys from Tee to Green always putting that on, raising money for PGA Hope, and they raised a bunch of money, had a great time. Oh, and you were out there for that good time on Friday for the Duster Challenge?
It was great. Made the cut, too, which was nice.
I saw you making a nice, like, 12-footer.
They had him rolling out there. We saw the head pro, and he was, like, they're rolling about a foot faster than Oakmont was for the U.S.
Oh,
Open.
Wow.
So they were. It was glass.
Mm-hmm.
I got destroyed in my match play in the first round of the playoff, but it was a blast. Super cool event. Mm-hmm. Everybody did a great job. Came out, raised a bunch of money. It was
nice.
Very cool.
Nice. Thousands raised for PGA Hope at Glen Oaks.
Nice.
So that's good. That's good. And now on to the PGA goes on to Memphis. There we go.
They have a tournament this year?
I only know it's Memphis because Scotty Scheffler basically said, now that this tournament is over, back to par, and now we go to Memphis.
He's playing this week? He's flying from Ireland to go play in Memphis?
They're playing at Old Greenwood this week. Of course, I've not. It's the Barracuda Championship. Is that the one in Memphis? Or is he skipping a week? Or what's he? No, that's in Tahoe. Sorry. Mm. The 3M Open might be the one. No, I don't know. He said he's going to Memphis.
He can say it's on to Memphis. For me, for golf, it's on to the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And we still have 2 months until that happens. September, right? Usually for the Ryder Cup. At Bethpage Black this year also, by the way. Should be awesome.
I shouldn't be looking this up right now. What's in, somebody read in the chat. What's in Memphis? He's going to Memphis. Family? He's from Texas.
Maybe he just wants to go to Memphis.
Best quote
of the music scene, right?
Best quote of the week was Bryson talking about Scotty saying, you know, he's unbelievable right now. And that the two of them used to play a lot and play together in high school and we used to play together in college and he was not this good back then. That's what Bryson said, which I appreciated. So the Open Championship, Scotty absolutely dominates, and the major championship season is over. We had two Scotties, a Rory and a JJ Spahn.
I like it. That's a good four.
Yeah,
Absolutely. It's a good year of you got an unknown. And Spawn winning it the way he did helps that too.
Yep. And Rory won the players, if you want to include the players. That's two Rorys, two Scotties, and Spawn, and now off to the Ryder Cup, which will be at Bethpage Black. 803-0550. We'll check in with Sal. I've got a Let's Get Stupid. It's a golf Let's Get Stupid to get to today. We'll get in some golf today, of course, because now the major season is over. I've got something on the Eagles, the worst to first trend in the NFL. Training camps opening up, players reporting. It's almost football season. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want on anything camp, you know, a battle you're wondering about, expectations, all that stuff. Once we get to camp, it'll be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fast and Furious, watching these practices, checking in on Hard Knocks, all that good stuff. So if you want to join us, you are more than welcome to. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Scotty Scheffler has his Open Championship and the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
So maybe you saw this one, maybe you didn't. Stat of the day for you. It took Tiger Woods 1,197 days from his first major to win his fourth major. 1,197 days. Scottie Scheffler, first major to fourth major, 1,197 days. Exact same stretch of winning. The main difference, of course, is that Tiger Woods...
younger.
Yes, he was 21. And Scotty is 26. By the time Tiger...
Wait, when he won his first? Because Scheffler right now, is, I think, is 29.
Right, when they
won their first...
First major, okay, Tiger gotcha. 21, Scheffler 26. 26. By 26, Tiger had eight majors. Well, twice as many. However...
Scheffler didn't make a cut in a major until he was 24 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of stats on like how Scheffler 4 years ago was a nobody.
We just said the DeChambeau call. Like he was in college, like he wasn't this good.
Yep. So anyway, At one point, he led by 8 in this tournament. Mm-hmm. He did not win by 8. But, yeah. The stat I saw on 8, this is one of your guys. The last player to win by more than 8 was young Tom Morris back in 1870.
Young Tom Morris.
Young Tom Morris.
When golf was golf. Let's go. Wood clubs. Right?
Young Tom Morris. So anyway, congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, who continues to basically say, yeah, all right, cool. Great.
Yeah, he's not the best personality for winning this much, but he's fine.
It depends, because he's just the guy that wants to play golf and hang out with his family. And
right.
I saw Bryson ask about that. Hey, if Scottie wanted to, could he be a YouTube star like you? And Bryson's like, yeah, you know, he just kind of likes his family. He doesn't want to do all that stuff. Bryson
right.
is, of course, hours and hours and hours of stuff. And
right.
they're just very different. So, good for him.
Very. If DeChambeau won the way Scheffler does, I think it would be the sport would be bigger. The sport's pretty big. It would feel bigger if DeChambeau was doing it.
Yeah.
Because of that, because Scheffler is like, he kind of gives off that like it's not the most important thing in his life, which is respect to him for that, but you know, how does DeChambeau come off? DeChambeau comes off as obsessed with it. And that depends what kind of guy you like. I end up leaning towards more of those type of guys. That like they can't sleep if they can't, you know, win that tournament.
Yeah.
More than like Schauffele this weekend saying he doesn't know where his gold medal is. Very different, I think. Much more chill, laid back.
Yep.
I also don't want guys slamming clubs, which by the way, I think we saw more of that this golf season than ever before. Sergio broke his driver in half.
Saw that.
This weekend. Lowry again. I saw Shane Lowry got caught on a hot mic saying, quote, bleep this place at 3 of the 4 majors this season. Like, constantly that guy was mad all year long.
Stat of the day.
Yeah.
I bet he did not say it at Augusta, right?
I think Augusta.
I feel like
the
if you said that at Augusta, they would not ask you back.
Banned.
You are not coming. You are not coming back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at this place, there's a mural of him on a wall.
Who, Lowry?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a building with a mural of Lowry holding the trophy.
Listen, you can't say that if he did say it this weekend. If your mural's on the wall, because he won there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be out there cursing out the golf course when you've won a major there.
That's
and
tough.
There your face is up on the wall. That's tough.
803-0550 to join us. Sal joins us at 7 o'clock. He's got a new piece up on our website. We'll talk to him about one storyline for each offensive position at Bills training camp. And he'll do another series on the defensive positions. But like the storyline at quarterback, the storyline at receiver, at running back, at offensive line, tight end specialists. Quarterback, you know, we just kind of went through the receivers a little bit. But something to watch for quarterback that Trubisky, if he were to leave, would cost the Bills $1.7 million in dead cap, but would save a little bit more than Mike White. If Mike White won the job, the Bills save $400,000 on the cap, which,
not
I mean, that doesn't seem like enough to factor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Trubisky has been tight with Allen, right? It's his second stint here.
Mm-hmm.
He was here, left, and has since come back. So he's got a familiarity with the quarterback. That probably matters quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that about quarterback. At running back, James Cook, what level of involvement is there for him? One thing I started to wonder about Cook for the season is, will the Bills use October, November to have ourselves a Ray Davis game? Like where, it just so happened that Davis got 16 carries instead of the usual number that he normally gets. And I don't mean an injury. I mean the Bills kind of trying out what would this offense look like if Ray Davis were the feature back. You know, you're not going to go to that, but just the idea that we have 4 games worth where he got more carries than Cook just to see what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if they might try that on.
Would they be worried about how Cook would take that if it was almost too obvious?
Like, what's he going to do? It's October,
really
it's midseason. He might be upset about not getting the ball.
Right, he's not going to hold out in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
But.
And again, it might not be overt. It just might be
mm-hmm.
he gets 2 consecutive drives in a row, or he gets the first.
Thinking
back to when Singletary and Gore were here, and Singletary's a rookie, and he starts the season with the first 16 snaps against the Jets, or just
Maybe more like Davis, like they put him out there for a couple of plays and they both go really well and they're just like, we're going to keep rolling with this until it stops working.
Yeah.
And then that ends up being a couple of drives in a row, like stick with him while he's hot. Whereas now Cook might go back in no matter what. I mean, Cook really, like, he's not really the body type for this, and the Bills have the playoffs to worry about, which is why I think you wouldn't do this, but isn't there a reputation of teams sometimes where they go into the final year of a deal with a running back and they just use the you-know-what out of him? Like, all right, we're probably not bringing this guy up back, so let's use him up. Let's use all the carries. But, like, again, for the Bills,
that's different.
That doesn't make any sense because you do that with Cook in October. Why? Because you're going to use him up by January, especially with his frame. When you're going to give him 300, 400 carries, and now Davis has to play in your playoff games. Like, I don't think they're going to want to do that.
No, so you could do it in the name of load management. Call it that. Hey, we want to keep him fresh. Want to make sure we get to that spot in the playoffs, and he's ready to go. Be interesting to see how they play that out. I expect Cook to, you know, just kind of be there and be a part of the team.
Like last year, Ray Davis last year had 113 carries. Would you go higher than that? It's not like that's nothing.
It's not nothing. No, maybe that goes up to 130, 140.
Sure, like a marginal increase at most.
An increase.
Because last year, what did Cook end up with last year? Cook ended up with, on the season, 207. 207 for Cook, 113 for Davis. Like, that being closer than that, there's not a lot of room there.
Right.
Like, if you go Cook down to, if you want to take 20 of Cook's carries away and give them to Davis, like, suddenly 187 to 130, like, that's...
That's 1A, 1B.
It's closer to a committee.
Yeah, it really is.
Even though it's only 20 carries. That's a game, right? That's a game's worth of carries that you're giving to Davis. I'm not against that at all, but, I mean, Davis is the one that you know for sure is here next season, and Cook, you don't know that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So we'll get to some of those stories with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. The Eagles got their Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
And they are interesting.
There were two Lombardi trophies on there.
They've won two Lombardi trophies?
That's fine, even though a lot of players that would be getting those rings weren't there the first one.
That is a standard practice.
That's standard? Okay.
Yes. The Chiefs ring has three. I'm trying to think, like, most recently, was it the who would have won their sixth Super Bowl as a franchise? The Patriots.
I was gonna say, Tampa won their second.
Okay. I think that's normal for the franchise to show how many it has won over the years.
Okay.
The Eagles have on the inside of the ring a Brazilian flag because they opened the season in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of funny how these rings turn into space stations to wear on your finger. And every single thing about a ring like this means something. For instance, the Eagles... 40 points of diamonds in World Champions. Why? Because they scored 40 points in the Super Bowl. So there you go. That's why there's 40 points of diamonds. There's 0.9 carats on the wings. They're wings that pop out. You press a button.
Right, it's a transformer.
Yes, right. 0.9 carats on those wings. What's the 0.9 represent? You throw out anything in the world. Someone's shoe size is a guess here. 6 sacks and 3 takeaways in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
That's the 0.9 carats. Uh-huh. 5 diamonds on the button to open the wings. That represents 5 players that scored in the Super Bowl. Like, all right. All right.
Every microscopic inch of the ring means something.
18 green stones for the Eagles. 18 victories on the season.
Okay. I don't know how many wins you had. That one's a little more exciting. How many players scored a touchdown is worse?
It's pretty tough. 10 points of diamonds in the Super Bowl 59 logo because they had a 10-game win streak. And 10 points. Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay.
1 carat of marquise-shaped diamonds for the Eagles' number one ranked defense.
Okay.
Do they have to put how they were ranked number one? Is it DVOA?
DVOA.
is it point differential?
Uh-huh.
Total yards? I'm gonna need to know in which way you were the number one defense to put that on your ring.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
I think is the wings make it look too cheesy
that they
like
pop
a little
out?
Bit like a little kid's ring almost. Where like who's ever gonna wear that with the wings out?
Right.
Could you imagine? Like this is my Super Bowl ring. And the wings, like, just I can't imagine ever wanting to show that to somebody.
Yeah, you don't want to get those wings caught on something as you're walking through, you know, walk by a curtain and then, oof,
right
there goes your, there goes the one of the wings.
Also, what happens if the little, like the little arms on the wings break?
Right, that seems bad.
More breakability. I don't like the wings. I don't like the wings part of it. It wasn't needed. Wasn't necessary. The wings don't pop out in the helmet.
No, that's right. They don't. Should
that
they?
Would be ridiculous?
Should they?
No, they should. They should. They should definitely not do that.
I do have written down as a funny idea
what the Bills ring would look like.
If the Eagles' new ring has a pair of wings that pop out, then the Bills' future Super Bowl ring has to include blank.
A little table that breaks in half when
That's
you hit the button.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
A yeah. little, little mini table, you hit the button, and it breaks in half.
I would go with the top of it pops off, and you could actually put chicken wing dip inside of it.
Oh, like, inside
small
the ring.
Little, yeah, look, my ring. It's big
until
enough.
Until you close it and forget that it's in there. And yeah. like, what does that smell?
You have to wash it
look,
off.
It's the ring.
Yeah, it's like it, those cards that play music when you open them and it yeah. plays Mr. Brightside.
There you go.
Or the shout song.
The shout song. Yeah, you pop the top of it and it plays the shout song.
Uh-huh.
There are no bad answers here.
Little Josh Allen pops up and jumps over a little boot, little whoever that he jumped over in the Super Bowl.
17 for the number of the quarterback. 25.
That's the thing. The numbers.
25 diamonds for the 25-yard scamper from James Cook in the third quarter. Who knows?
27.3 diamonds for the 27 points per game that the Bills averaged yeah. in the playoffs.
Let's get it. Let's get it, right? 803-0550, our phone number. Sal coming up top of the hour. Camp week is upon us. Around the NFL stuff, we'll get some news and notes to you. And, you know, all that good stuff as we get ready to drive off to St. John Fisher for Wednesday's first practice, just when the heat will arrive. It's going to be beautiful today. Enjoy it today out there and get strapped in. Get ready for training camp. Starts Wednesday here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal, coming up in a minute. NFL season getting closer. Training camp opens Wednesday. It's going to be hot. That's your, I guess, kind of like your headlines there.
The Sabres dropped the new embedded.
Yes, I saw the teaser. I've been waiting to watch it.
The thing I noticed the most from it is they are obsessed with size and toughness right now. And also,
it's traditionally gone really well.
Yeah. And the other is that Jarmo Kekalainen has still a pretty big part in it. Like, not even like on purpose, just seemed like whenever someone was talking, like every third time, it seemed like it was him in that room. Like, if it was usually Adams or it was Jerry Fortin because it was a draft-specific one, or there was a lot of Jarmo in there.
The thing I saw from the weekend was Chris Johnston talking on his podcast or some podcast, and the story being that the league is worried about the Sabres.
It's bad for the league at a league level, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not good for the league for a team to struggle for this long. And like the league is monitoring it. What was the exact quote here? The discussions at the league level about how they're worried.
Yeah,
that's not a thing you often get. That doesn't happen a lot.
The Sabres' yearly struggles are a quote concern at the league level. It's not good for the league as a whole. Is at least the tweet I saw. I don't know how much you expanded on that. What can you do?
And what
can you do?
What do you
a phone call, right? Like, that's the most you could do. Bettman can give the Sabres a phone call and be like, "What? Get your you-know-what together."
What would the concern be? What would they say? Well, I mean, we're concerned. You're not doing well. If I'm Kevin Adams, I'm half kidding. I'd say, I mean, if you want to give us a lottery win, that might help.
Uh-huh.
We've had a couple of those, though.
No, it would be a call to ownership about resources and whatnot, wouldn't it? Like, you know. Like, your job in the league is to keep this thing afloat. And if one of our 32 entities is, you know, sinking and the season ticket base is gone and the crowd sizes are shrinking, then, like, we got to do something here. This wouldn't be the first time. Bettman and Bill Daly flew to Winnipeg, I think it was last year, to, like, meet with ownership. Like, what is happening with your tickets? Why? And they're good.
That's
even worse.
Well, that's the concern. You guys are good, and you're having trouble.
And you can't sell out.
What's going on here?
Right.
Whereas the Sabres are...
There's no mystery.
No, that's right. There's no mystery.
They're just bad. So that would be the biggest difference. But that is evidence that they will... To what extent get involved, I don't know. But they will get involved if they have to.
803-0550. Maybe there's a big trade right around the corner. Jeremy and Joe, Sal, back from Italy, back on the beat. Bills will be at training camp on Wednesday, and he'll be there. So will we. We'll talk to Sal about his latest piece up on our website, WGR550.com. Little camp preview as the heat sets in and camp gets rolling on the 2025 campaign. Stay tuned. It's coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores
and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.